This is a Snow India production, and you're listening to the Snow India Show.
Five-year-old Arif Ashraf Bhatt, a resident of Budgam district in Kashmir, had lots of dreams about becoming a chef. He was working in a hotel of Srinagar before he decided to train as a chef.
I'm passionate about cooking and feeding people with healthy food. I have been associated with hospitality sector for over 5 years now. This passion let me quit my job and take a professional course. Last year, I had joined the Institute of Hotel Management Srinagar to upgrade my skills.
In the middle of his course, on August 5, 2019, the Government of India abrogated Article 370, which gave the state special status and autonomy. This is Amit Shah giving a speech before Lok Sabha at that time.
Dhara 370 Bharat ko Kashmir se nahi jodti hai. Dhara 370 Bharat aur Kashmir ko jodne se rokti hai. Aur आज वो रुकावट ये सदन का अगर आदेश प्राप्त होता है तो आज ये रुकावट हमेशा के लिए दूर हो जाए.
Even before the abrogation of Article 370, thousands of Indian forces were deployed in the region, detaining thousands while enforcing a full blockade on travel and forcing a blackout of communications.
To my unfortunate, August 5th happened. And that led to the closure of our class, like all other colleges in the valley. I missed the opportunity to learn from the institution. Now again in February, I expected that class would resume, but this time around COVID-19 pandemic happened, and that led to the second lockdown in Kashmir.
But he's referring to the countrywide lockdown imposed on March 24th this year, with an aim to put a curb on COVID-19 spread in the country. In Kashmir, people have been enduring lockdown for more than a year, but says his dreams have come crashing down.
I had planned to open a restaurant in Kashmir with lots of innovations to serve to stand locals, but the double lockdown broke it all. Forget opening the restaurant today, the situation is that I am unable to find a job for myself. If it continues for some more time, I don't know how to sustain myself. Right now, everything seems dark enough. And I don't know, see any ray of hope.
During this continued lockdown in Kashmir, the region has suffered loss of 17,878 billion rupees. Over 50,000 workers lost their jobs in the first 5 months of 2020. This was estimated in a report by Jammu and Kashmir Coalition of Civil Society that documents human rights violation. Hi, I'm Bilal Hussain, an independent journalist from Kashmir, reporting for this episode of the Snow India Show. For this show, I spoke to Kashmiri locals, that includes Arif Bhatt, who suffered severe hardships during the past 1 year. The industry in Kashmir has undergone many blows. First, the August lockdown, when the internet was suspended, only to be restored to the 2G network, which at times gets frustrating. And then COVID-19 pandemic lockdown was the big blow to the local economy. Nearly every business, be it agriculture or horticulture based or related to transport, tourism or startups based on IT side, 50% dip in their earnings on account of the lockdowns in Kashmir. Said a report released this July by Forum for Human Rights in Jammu and Kashmir. An informal group of jurists, former civil servants, former military officers, academicians, and human rights experts. With the economy of the state nosediving, many employers had to let go of their employees. Tariq Ghani, the Secretary General of Jammu and Kashmir Hoteliers Club, said the lockdown hit tourism in the state and the businesses that depend on the tourism.
I am a hotelier, I am a retailer, and I am an industrialist. I have cut my staff down near about 25%. I was having 150 employees. That is now only 25. That too is a burden for me. The hotel industry is badly hit, as you know. We were forced on 5th August to vacate our hotels and to stop the tourist inflow in the valley. Secondly, our retail business is totally damaged by the lockdown of Article 370, then this pandemic of coronavirus. The whole India is in coronavirus, but for the Kashmir, it was really a disaster because we already were in the lockdown. Nearly 13 months is not a joke for a businessman to survive with his staff, with his liabilities and all other things.
The breakdown of the economy hit the poor person the most. Kurat Masoodi is the chairperson of non-profit organization ASH, the Hope of Kashmir. The organization works towards the welfare of the orphans, widows and looks to employ women.
We get a lots and lots and lots of cases where people who were working, who were daily wagers and who were working, they have not been able to earn anything, not even peanuts for last so many months, more than a year now. And obviously, economically, they are very, the situation is very pathetic right now.
Masoodi spoke of desperation among the poor. One of the families the organization works was dependent on a man who was handicapped and lost his job as a driver, as a daily wage earner. His wife called her desperately one day.
She called me immediately and she was desperately crying. And when I asked her why is she crying and what has happened, she had sent me this kidney donation form. She said, I had no idea that my husband has taken such a drastic step because of our economical condition. And, being a handicapped person, he was going to sell his kidney for 2 lakh rupees.
Kashmir economy has taken many hits in the past decade. In 2010, violent protests broke out after the killing of a 17-year-old boy. In 2014, there was major floods in Srinagar and other parts of the Kashmir. And in major 2016 protests after killing of militant leader Burhan Wani in 2016. Mehraj Gulzar, who started his IT company in 2002, said that Kashmir IT industry grew in the early 2000s. He was the former chairman of Information and Communication Technology Association of Jammu and Kashmir, spoke about the various setbacks.
Everything seemed to be going well, but something unexpected and unimagined was about to strike. Came 2010 unrest and internet shutdown for 6 months. This was a hit. But as a resilient society, we all managed to absorb the shock and came back stronger, but not for long. Then came 2014 floods. It devastated every business, and ours was not an exception. But again, surprising for all, our society showed a great resilience and started to rebuild on its own and quite successfully. Soon after building back, a much bigger storm of 2016 agitation, followed by internet shutdown, unprecedented clampdown by the government, resulted in an economic catastrophe. Political uncertainty was at its peak. Loss of lives were huge. Pellet guns, live bullets, and whatnot. Now we are in COVID era, which has created an unprecedented economic catastrophe around the world. But for us, it does not matter. Since on economy front, we had already seen the much worst, and COVID cannot do more harm to us. You cannot kill a man twice.
For the people in the IT industry who depend on the internet blackout was as good as death knell. Only 2G is available in the state. Umar Bastal, director of Chinar Software and Digital Vertical, had 5,200 people employed. The company worked on e-governance projects with the state government and some national-level projects too. Post-August 2019, Bastal said he had to fire most of the staff except 3.
Being an IT company, internet serves the backbone. And not only internet, but a conducive atmosphere to work. Both internet and conducive atmosphere were snatched, and we really faced an immense problem because of both the issues. We were an IT company based out of Srinagar, and we had a strength of around 100-150 people. Before August 5th, 2019, on average, we had a workforce of 50 to 100 people. And this workforce was crisp young people in an age group of 20 to 28 years. But post August 5th, everything changed, and we are facing immense issues after August 5th, 2019. Immediately, we had to shut down our shops. We could not connect. We had issues with our clients. They could not connect us. We had a couple of projects in hand also. So everything went haywire. There was no communication. We could not talk to our end customer. We could not talk to our staff. We could not get in touch. We could not move out. We were doing good. We had a good balance sheet also, and we were looking forward to have nice 5-6 years where we envisaged good business. But what really hit us hard was COVID-19. Once we were just trying to recover after post-August 5th scenario, COVID hit us. And this hit was really hard, and we really could not take it. With this hit, we are emotionally, financially, personally, we are really struck. And we are just praying that, I mean, fingers crossed, any magic happens and this all goes away. Because there's a saying, after every sunset, there is a sunrise. And we are hopeful, and we are waiting for that sunrise, but we need magic. We really need magic this time.
Economic downturn hits the youth of the state the most. Imad runs a video production company and depends on online engagement for client bookings. He had returned to Srinagar after living in Dubai for 12 years to start his own company. A complete internet shutdown for such a long time was most unexpected.
All my work is dependent on internet, being it uploading video content on social media sites or getting client bookings through our website for video production. We suffered a lot due to lockdown and internet gag. As a YouTuber, I am not able to upload content on 2G connectivity, and it has hit my channel growth drastically. Even my audiences, being from Kashmir, are not able to watch my videos online due to low internet speed.
Shayan Nabi, a digital marketer from Srinagar, had to close his business completely within 2 months of the lockdown last year. He was employing about 5 employees at that time.
I had, you know, a thing for entrepreneurship and, you know, being digital, you know, digital nomad kind of a guy, and somebody who loves technology. Whether it be the blockchain technology or, you know, whatever new things come now, you know, this day and age, it's a different kind of world we live in. Everything has to be on a fingertips, you know, whether it be, you know, buying something from the market or whatever. There's a marketplace for everything online. So, and you know, I personally expertise in running campaigns, online campaigns for, you know, running online advertisements, basically. I expertise in, you know, Google AdWords, Bing AdWords. I've studied it, I've learned it, I've kind of, you know, mastered it. So that's what I used to do for a living.
He suffered major losses and had to shut down his company by October. He now gets freelance work with great difficulty, as there is still only 2G internet connectivity available.
I'm seriously thinking to, you know, do something. I may start a farm or something somewhere, a beekeeping farm or something, because my all options are gone currently. If you're not providing internet, I don't get it how you want entrepreneurs to work, how I can provide jobs to local youth, how I can, you know, reform something in Kashmir. There are endless things, and there are endless possibilities in the world of internet. Everything is at your, you know, fingertips. the 2G internet. I don't know if we can still call it internet, because Kashmir is the only place where 2G works. The world is getting 5G, we are still stuck with 2G. People who have 2G internet cannot even download the app. It will take them 20 to 30 minutes to download an app. And how do you expect people have that much patience, man? Trust me, I've lived in Delhi, I've lived in, you know, other metropolitan cities of India, and there is no patience. You want high-speed internet for everything. And if you don't have high-speed internet at a place, you're literally cutting the throats of people that way. You're basically cutting the, you know, the bread and butter of people who want to, you know, do something good. It's just you cannot put an entire population under, you know, blanket ban or blanket siege or, you know, under a collective punishment. That's just not how it works. You're simply cutting down the throats of, you know, online entrepreneurs or digital entrepreneurs. Or
the loss of the hope for the youth is the worst casualty of this extended lockdown, says Vastal.
I am not really worried. I'm not really painful of losing my balance sheet. I'm not really painful of losing business. I mean, it's really painful for me that the youth which were working with me, this crisp youth of 20 to 28, they had a hope. They had a hope in us. We in Kashmir are working in turmoil since the past 20 years. And this small effort of ours where 50 to 100 families were being fed with whatever small we could do for them by giving them jobs and giving them hope, giving them prosperity in small terms. Losing that hope, losing that youth, and that youth losing that hope, that is what is really painful for us.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Suno India Show. You can subscribe to the show on Apple iTunes, Google Podcasts, JioSaavn, or any other podcasting app of your choice.